Is KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
And sing like these. Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Let's all wobble like nightingales. Give your throats a treat. Take your time from the birds. Now you know all the words.
Tweet.
tweet, 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 tweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few imitations of well-known British birds. My first will be the blackbird. And the next will be, take your time one moment, the nightingale. And now the bullfinch. The linnet calling to its young.
That's a very silly song. That was Let's All Sing Like the Birdies Sing, Ambrose and his orchestra with the vocal by Sam Brown from December 22, 1932. Before that, we had a little break in that set to identify the station being KISL Avalon. And before that was Tino Folgar and Lady of Spain, recorded in London in May of 1931. Tenor Tio Folgar was born in Barcelona and was a zarzuela and opera tenor, zarzuela being a Spanish comic opera. That was recorded while Folgar was a guest soloist at Covent Garden in London. And that was preceded by The Lights of Paris, with the New Mayfair Orchestra, directed by Ray Noble, with the vocal by Al Boley. Now, I'm no musician, but apparently that song was written in a 9/8 one-step time signature and is apparently the only tune in 20th century popular music to be written in that time. So there you are for you musicians out there. And we started that Tolchard Evans set with Barcelona with the Savoy Orpheans. That was written by Tolchard Evans with the lyrics by Gus Kahn. That was recorded at the Savoy Hotel on April 19th, 1926. Now, one of Tolchard Evans' other compositions was Life's Desire, which I don't have that recording, but I do have some other desirable songs, beginning with Burt Laun and his orchestra.
Thank you. where life was just a song. I recall the night we parted forever, leaving a wish in my heart that lingers on, to spend one night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you. That's my desire, to dance where the gypsies play and let our hearts hold sway down in that dim cafe. That's my desire, to sip a little glass of wine, to gaze into your eyes divine, to feel the thrill of your kiss when pressing your lips to mine, to hear you whisper low just when it's time to go, Cherie, I love you so. That's my desire.
Thank you. that you'd like to know who she is, but I'll never tell. Here's the reason, it's plain to see, she just doesn't belong to me. Now you know why she is my suppressed desire. If you have somebody you love secretly, then that's the secret of it all, you see. I'm so happy when I retire, my heart flares like a blazing fire, while I'm dreaming about my suppressed desire.
Was the Coon Sanders Orchestra with Carlton Coon providing the vocal on November 20th, 1928, and a Ned Miller Chester Kahn composition, My Suppressed Desire. That was also recorded by Abe Lyman and Paul Whiteman with the Rhythm Boys. Before that, it was Ray Noble once again with an unidentified vocalist and You're So Desirable, a Ray Noble composition. That was famously recorded by Billie Holiday. That recording there by Ray Noble was from 1938 or 39. And that was preceded by the crooning troubadour, Nick Lucas and his crooning troubadours, with That's My Desire from June 30th, 1931. That's My Desire was written by Carol Loveday and Helmy Kress. And we began that desirable set with Burt Lown and his orchestra with vocal by Ted Holt from May 18th, 1933, and My Heart's Desire. A desirable set here on Rapidly Rotating Records.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Let's see, a little while ago I mentioned the Catalina Island Museum, and yours truly is a member of the Catalina Island Museum, which I would encourage you to do, but I'm also a member of KISL, and I encourage you to become a member of KISL as well. It's inexpensive, and you get some premiums with that. And all the details and the sign-up process is available on the KISL website at kislavalon.com. So join me in becoming a member of the station. Now, another one of Tolchard Evans' composition was Faith, a one-word title. He went through a period there in the 30s where most of the songs that he was composing had one-word titles. The others were He had a song called If and a song titled Unless, as well as Faith. So for this next segment, we're going to have a set of faithful songs, beginning with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra.
Pastures white with clover for you, old faithful pal of mine. the mountain ridge, down that trail to the old pine bridge, to my gal Lily, Bunkhouse Billy and the boss.
Oh, faithful, we rode the range together. Oh, faithful, in every kind of weather, when your roundup days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you.
Let's see, we began that faithful set with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with vocal by Scrappy Lambert and Have a Little Faith in Me. And that was followed by Old Faithful, Roy Fox and his band with a vocal by Sid Buckman from September 28th, 1934, with kind of a Old West Prairie feel to it. I don't know how Roy Fox could relate to that, being a British band. But there you had Old Faithful, and we wrapped that Faithful setup with the Hollywood Dance Orchestra and Faithfully Yours. Yesterday was the inaugural Catalina Air Show. Unfortunately, I couldn't be here for that. I know the station was taking requests for flying songs yesterday, but I don't think they played any of these flying songs, starting with Lionel Hampton and his orchestra.
Thank you. love the feeling you're flying when you're walking down the street. You nearly touch the sun when you're with the one you love. Did you ever have a feeling you're dreaming when you're talking to your sweet? You're walking in a crowd, riding on a cloud above. I never knew what love could do. I always thought that love was just a word, until one day it came my way, and what it does to me may seem absurd. Did you ever have a feeling you're flying? Do you mind if I repeat? You nearly touch the sun when you're with the one you love.
Goes by whenever I'm with you. When I see the dawn starting into dawn, it kinda makes me blue. Never satisfied till it's eventide, until the day gets through. How the night goes by, how the time can fly whenever I'm with you. It seems no more than the light so low, there's daylight in the sky. It seems no more than I say hello, it's time to say goodbye. First it's 10 o'clock, then it's 12 o'clock, and then the clock strikes two. How the night goes by, how the time can fly whenever I'm with you. Thank you.
is she going up? She goes up, she goes. Balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes, there she goes. Up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Come Josephine in my flying machine going up. All on goodbye.
Say, don't you know you'll never get Josephine with that old jive of 1917? Why, man, if you want a hug and a kiss, you're gonna have to sing it to her like this. I'm gone, Josephine, in my great big B-19 for my Uncle Sam. Yes, I am. I'm going to fight for you, and red and white and blue, you can count on me. Yes, 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 sirree, I'll fly in any direction for my country's protection. I'm gone, Josephine, in my great big B-19. Fare thee well, don't you cry, bye-bye.
Well, there's a vastly different arrangement of Come Josephine and My Flying Machine from the November 22nd, 1910 version by the American Quartet with Billy Murray and Ada Jones. That was, of course, Spike Jones and his City Slickers in 1942, which accounts for the war reference in there, military reference. And not one of Spike's better-selling records. Another made around that time, Der Fuhrer's Face, was, of course, wildly popular. Come Josephine and My Flying Machine. That was written by Fred Fisher with the lyrics by Alfred Bryan. Before that was How the Time Can Fly Whenever I'm With You. That was Sleepy Hall and His Collegians, a pseudonym for Fred Rich, with Smith Blue providing the vocal. I like that record. And it was preceded by the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra once again, directed by Brian Lawrence this time, who was also the vocalist, on Did You Ever Have a Feeling You're Flying? That was written by Al Hoffman, Al Goodhart, and Sigler, whose first name escapes me at the moment, as does a lot of stuff these days. Did You Ever Have a Feeling You're Flying? And we started that flying set to commemorate the inaugural Catalina Air Show yesterday with Flying Home. That was Lionel Hampton and his orchestra on February 26, 1940. Flying Home was written by Lionel Hampton, Sid Robin, and Benny Goodman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records, right here on 88.7 FM KISL, and also available anywhere in the world on your internet dial at KISLAvalon.com. For the remainder of our 2 hours this evening, I've got, for no particular reason, some records here that I don't believe I've played. Well, I have played a couple of these on the show, but they're from new issues. So we'll play these one at a time for as much time as we have here. And we're going to start with Art Payne and his orchestra.
bound.
But you'll discover.
But you'll discover you're gonna find
your left, your lover has gone when you wake up in the morning.
How long do you think I'm tolerating all your two-time ways to follow waiting at your call? You beck and call. I'm about to tell you that's plenty now. What makes you think you're so fascinating? You must think that no one has a rating quite so high. Need the sky. You think that you know how. Cause
when you step into a party, you make all those girls act naughty. What makes you such a smarty?
Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
But you wake up bright and everyone's feeling that you've lost your girl.
I'm just now realizing that I'm too good for you. Oh, I'll show you some fancy for it. Need the moon that made for a lovely court with a man. That's true. I don't mean you. You're a has-been. You're all through. Wait until you see me Cadillac, and then you'll be a lonely lad like one sweet gal, one true pal. That's when you'll be blue, cause when I step out, you'll be standing high and dry. You'll be lonely some sweet day, morning cry. You won't be gay when I pass you by on my way to heaven land with another man. Some new big shot, I won't even lend a helping hand, understand? Not a tear, never hear when you tell me.
Sister, you'll never rate.
At a dance, not a glance, will I give
you, mister, you have to wait.
I've decided you like romance too one-sided. You'll be sorry for the way you treated me. You'll regret it, you'll be crying when I'm flying, flying high. Don't forget it, now I'm leaving without even saying goodbye. Why, yeah, why should I say goodbye? That's a plenty.
Well, there's a fun version of That's a Plenty. You don't usually hear vocals of that Lou Pollack composition. That was by the Harmonettes, consisting of Ethel May Felder, who went by the nickname of Miggy, and Dottie Inman and Louise Dupuy. Miggy Felder, Dottie Inman, and Louise Dupuy, the vocal trio on that. That's a Plenty, recorded in New Orleans on January 19th, 1935. There are apparently at least a couple of different sets of lyrics to that song. There's a set by Ray Gilbert that was written in the early 50s. That set there was from 1935 and may be attributable to the Boswell sisters. That was the Harmonettes, and That's a Plenty. Before that was Art Payne and his orchestra with Oh Maud. That was written by Art Payne with Ray Putnam, who was a reed man in that orchestra, a territory band apparently based in Louisville, Kentucky. They recorded 12 sides for Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana, that one on December 15th, 1924. And apparently Art Payne was also played reeds. Art Payne and his orchestra and Oh Maud. I played this next composition, this song, last week by Eddie South. Here it is this week by Charlie Strait and his orchestra.
Look at those eyes, look at those nose, look at those hats, look at those clothes. That's what I call keen. Look at that style, isn't it nice? Look at that smile, look at it twice. That's what I call keen. When I saw her first, I nearly fainted. And I've been unconscious and we got acquainted. Look at her now, looking at me. Isn't that love? Couldn't you see? That's what I call keen. Thank you.
this way, folks, to the wildest animal show in the world.
Happiness. Oh, I'm just wild about animal crackers, I can't live without animal crackers, bears and tigers taunt me all day, and whenever I am at a swell cafe, say all I order is animal crackers, firecrackers won't do. Goodness gracious, I'm no chump, I just bit off a camel's hump. Animal crackers, I love you.
There's a fun record. I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers. That was Irving Aronson and his Commanders on June 23rd, 1926. I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers was written by Fred Rich, Sam Coslow, who brought us Cocktails for Two, which Spike Jones skewered, and Harry Link, who also wrote I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling and These Foolish Things. And before that, it was Charlie Street and his orchestra with That's What I Call Keen. Frank Silvano was the vocalist on that January 16th, 1928 Brunswick recording, and That's What I Call Keen was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. Those two songs are from a couple of recent CD issues on the Rivermont label, and I encourage you to check those out at their website, rivermontrecords.com. Well, for the last 2 hours, you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week at 88.7 on your FM dial or KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.